Hello. That was a very strange hello. Okay, so this is Andromeda 030 to give me my full title. And I'm going to do a questionnaire fill. Something a little bit different to an audio. And should be fun. I heard somebody else do this questionnaire. I heard somebody else do it, so I thought, good range of questions, let's go for it. Let's see. Number one, how did you discover GWA? I was asked, I was asked to put audios of me playing and share them basically, and I was being pushed out of my comfort zone with my consent, obviously. This was a while ago, and it was suggested that I either use a file sharing site, which I wasn't really happy with, or if I use a hosting site, I suppose, like GWA. And that was the first thing that came up in the search, and I did a bit of research into it and had a bit of a listen and a trawl through, and yeah, the rest is history. I posted my first audio and was very surprised by the response I got, so I carried on. At his request, I carried on, and then we parted ways, and I just kept going. So, life. Number two, what do you like most about GWA? The positivity, definitely. For the most part, it's a very positive place. There's no shaming at all. It's a lot of fun, pretty much all the time. I've met some truly remarkable people on GWA. I've met some questionable folk, but to be honest, you just don't keep in contact with the questionable ones. Number three, who is your favourite performer on GWA? I'm not going to tell you. I have. No, I'm not going to tell you. Number four, tell us something unique about you that not a lot of people know. Wow. Something unique about me. I have plates in my arm. There you go. Not that many people know that. So, I had an incident when I was younger, and I needed to have the bones in my arm plated. Not as in gold plated. That sounds really wrong. I had to have pins and plates to hold them back together, and they're still in there. So I don't set off airport alarms or anything daft like that, but yeah, they're still in there. And sometimes when there's a pressure change, a big pressure change in the weather, my arm aches. So it's a prediction. It's a prediction of a pressure change if it's drastic enough. It's not like I can wake up in the morning, rub my arm and go, snow. I can't do that. That would be a neat trick. Number five, what's your favourite dish to cook or eat? Or cook slash eat? Wow. I absolutely love cooking and baking and everything. My favourite dish to cook and eat? It would probably be something Italian. I love Italian food. It's probably my favourite type. Something that would mean I get to make my own pasta as well. So, I don't know, like a carbonara, something like that. Oh, it's really difficult. I mean, I like baking, I like making cakes, but I like feeding other people. So, if I was going to make a cake, what would I make? It would probably be chocolate. I like decorating cakes as well. I like them to look really good before they're demolished. Pepsi or Coke? Pepsi. Pepsi Max, actually, not regular Pepsi. Regular Pepsi is just too sweet, but Pepsi Max is my drink of choice, and it's because they do a ginger version. In the UK, they do, at least. I don't know anywhere else. And ginger Pepsi Max is really nice. So that's my poison. Diet Coke, occasionally. If I go out, it's normally Diet Coke, but if I'm treating myself to a can of fizzy, it's Pepsi Max Ginger. Definitely. Number six, what is your favourite book movie of all time? Wow. Favourite book? That's a difficult question. I have so many favourite books. I could tell you what my current favourite book is. No, I can't. I can't pick one. I've got too many. Movie, it's going to have to be Star Wars because that's kind of a given. And I'm actually going to say Empire Strikes Back because I went to see Star Wars when I was very young, and I think I was probably too young to watch it, but I loved it. I thought it was amazing. But The Empire Strikes Back is one that I've kind of grown up with more and kind of grown to appreciate more. So it's darker than the others. So that's why I like that one. I like lots of films. I mean, that's my standby, but Gladiator, amazing. God, there's so many films. That's a really hard question. I've never been able to pick just one. That desert island question where you get the whole what would you take? I couldn't do it. favorite book. Wow. I can't think of one. I've got too many. So, no, I'm not picking one. Number seven. What did you want to grow up to be when you were a kid? Taller, mainly. What did I want to grow up to be? Well, I kind of went through school and college planning to go into teaching, and then life happened. I failed an exam, had to resit it, which was fine. So in the meantime, I got a job, and I ended up really enjoying the job and passing my exam that I'd failed. So when it came round to applying to go to university to do teaching, a teaching degree, I decided to stay in industry, which was a completely different area than I actually set out to be in. I ended up in science and stayed. And it was probably a very, very happy accident because I'm happy doing what I'm doing. So there you go. But yes, I wanted to be a teacher when I was a kid. That's quite boring for a kid, really, isn't it? Number eight, do you have a pet? If yes, what is his or her name? No, I don't have a pet. I work all the time, and I say I work all the time. I work and then I'm out. I'm quite busy, so it's not really fair for me to have a pet. I have to enjoy other people's pets. That's the limit of my pet ownership. Hopefully when I've retired early, very, very early, and I'm living in the Bahamas, I can have a pet. But no, I don't have one at the moment. Number nine, what was your nickname in high school? What was my nickname? I had lots. I can't really tell you because they're variations of my real name. So I can't tell you what they are. Number 10. Do you find yourself to be more confident after starting posting on this sub? Yes, definitely. I've got more confidence in my ability to speak coherently. And my public speaking has got better. That's actually been commented on at work, that my presentations at work are now Well, not that I was mumbling or anything before, but I think my confidence has improved my presentation speaking and public speaking at work. So yes, there you go. Go GWA training program. Say goodbye in an original manner. And if I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening and good night.